often, and rightly so, emphasize the importance of a right godly walk. But you will notice in the portions in the verses that have been read here, when Paul exhorts Timothy, he says, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, comma, manner of life. The manner of life flows from the doctrine that I hold." God needs to teach us the right, the truth, as to everything, and certainly as to our conduct and our walk in this world, where everything is contrary to his mind. And many influences abound to lead us away from this. But then he encourages him, and it's not very encouraging when you think, when he says manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, and afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, and he lists the different ones there, places. And he says, "Yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." This world does not appreciate the truth of God because it is all centered in the Lord Jesus. And every effort is made to do away, to erase that name, no matter where it's attached. And this is the work of the enemy. "But thou continue in the things," verse 14, "which thou hast learned." That's first thing. Before we can teach, we have to learn. We have to be a student. And he had learned this. He had learned it from the Apostle Paul. "From thy youth, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures," Paul says to Timothy, "from his grandmother and mother." What a blessing it is if there are those, I'm sure there's many in this room, who can say that from their grandparents down, they've heard the word, they've been assured of it, and they've learned it. Now, the thing is, for us, it is to continue. We're probably a third or fourth generation down the line somewhere. But now it's not a time to give up. It's to continue in that which we have been learned and have been fully assured, knowing of whom we have learned them. Of whom have we learned the word of God, the truth of God? How can we be assured that this is the word and the truth of God? There's so many voices that are heard everywhere in the present day. Everybody claims this is the truth. This is what I have. God has given it to me. The Spirit has led me. Many other things to confirm, as to emphasize. You have to listen to me. Anybody who speaks, drawing attention to himself, and that he is right, is wrong. Because anyone that speaks the truth will draw attention to the Lord Jesus. I myself am one, you who have believed, are one who have been taught, and who have received it as it is from God, given from him. It's had an impact in your life. First of all, have trusted the gospel to be saved. But as brother pointed out, teaching here goes on beyond proclaiming the glad tidings. Though the good news is the foundation, for nobody can receive the teaching if he hasn't received the good news of salvation. Through the very one, if he has saved me, I want to know more about this man, this person. If he's loved me so much to come down from heaven, to leave that bliss on high, to come into this world knowing that he would be crucified and despised, spit upon and rejected. I want to know this man. He's laid down his life for me. He went to the cross so that I did not have to spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire. And not more only that, but he wants to have me with him for all eternity in the Father's house, where he's prepared a place for me. And so here he gives that charge to us. As I pointed out, all scripture given divinely inspired, and it is profitable. Here we learn for doctrine, first of all again, for reproof, correction and instruction in righteousness, to equip us to be fully furnished or equipped for all good works, for whatever he calls. And then he charges him with this foundation. Have we got that foundation? In what measure is it ours? Now, we're not apostles, nor are we necessary Timothy's. But I think the charge, the word here is, as we pointed out, verse 2, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. I won't add to that. That's been nicely expressed, told out. But the point is that he says the time will come, and I can say, and I think we can say, the time has come. We're living in a time that has come where men will not receive sound doctrine. And people like to hear according to their itching ears. If we don't like this preacher, we'll hire another one who'll tell us what we like to hear. And that is how man has taken things in control and therefore thereby make void the truth of God. Then what they preach is powerless, will not have an effect, not a God-given effect. The opposite. It will lead people farther in going astray and departing from God's ways.
That before the apostle gives us the injunction of proclaiming the word, being urgent in season or out of season, convict, rebuke, and so on and so forth, I think it's essential to see that he gives us the divine standard first. The divine standard is clear. I testify before God and Christ Jesus. And we need to appreciate that because it is the only regulating means whereby the message that is imparted then has its impact. So he gives us before God as the testimony and before Christ Jesus. It reminds me of, it was Elijah, right, in speaking to Ahab, before God whom I stand. And if we don't have this standard, I think the message is going to be lessened.